This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Kevin has a question for you, and he says, would you trade Dak for this? 877-881-1053. Without knowing, give me your answer, yes or no.
Ooh, that's a great question.
Because there are a lot of people that are like, yes, I don't even care what it's for. Can we get a bag of peanuts? There are a lot of people that are like, no, I absolutely love Dak Prescott, and I want to keep him around. So I want to see, without knowing, would you trade Dak for this? Kevin will present to you in just a moment.
But I also know what it is, okay. So I'm at an advantage.
In a moment, Kevin will present an option of a package of something that a reporter up in Chicago suggested.
Yep.
I am going to first off, because I don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is yet, so I'm going to say no, because you need a quarterback in this league. All right. I don't even know what the option is.
They're trading us Mitch Trubisky.
I don't know anything. I'm going to still say no.
It looks like Romo with his helmet on.
All right. He does. Shippy, without knowing what the option is, would you trade Dak for this?
I can't. No, I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. He says no as well.
Because he was on my fantasy team.
Okay. All right.
Did he win? You could still use him as a fantasy quarterback, but you just think he'll be no good with the Bears, or maybe the Bears were no good because Trubisky was no good.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that I love about this station is we continue to seek options and opportunities. And Kevin, whenever we started the show, you and I, we were working together at a newspaper, and we sat in a cube next to each other.
Yep.
I've had many people, many Tolos, tell me that our show sounds like two guys in an office. And that's what I've always wanted it to sound like.
Oh, yeah,
just a couple guys that are, you know, just kind of at work talking about the same things that other Tolos are out there talking about. The other option I've always said is we want to basically sound like we're at a bar and people want to join the conversation at the bar. And that's, we invite y'all to join the conversation. And that's one of the reasons that topics like these go so far. I think they do because it's an idea. It's not reporting a fact about anything. It's a conversation of something that might be a better option and it might not be. And it causes arguments. Lots of yeses coming in, Kevin. Lots of yeses.
That's pretty surprising.
They don't even know what the offer is.
Man, I really
want... Bunch of haters.
That is like, I said yes just because I know what the offer is. But just knowing like, oh, there's a trade? Sure. That's a little concerning.
I feel weird just being like, yes, trade our franchise quarterback. Even though I don't know what we're getting back.
Yeah, I also am concerned about that. However, I will tell you this.
Tell me.
Keep in mind, and this was brought up by a Chicago reporter, keep in mind the Bears have a track record of making big-time trades for quarterbacks that some people think are not that great. Back in 2009...
Vince McMahon.
They traded... No, not Jim McMahon. They traded...
Rex Grossman?
Two first-round picks, a third-round pick, and Kyle Orton for Jay Cutler.
Ooh.
Hey, he got him to the Super Bowl.
Jay Cutler did?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
What?
Really?
How?
Or do we give that
to Rex Grossman?
Are we giving that to Grossman?
Rex Grossman, dude.
Does Jay Cutler not get any credit for that? Wasn't he in the mix? All right.
I thought that was all Grossman.
Okay.
And defense.
Well, you know what? My apologies. I need to go back and restudy my Chicago Bears history of the last decade. I thought Jay Cutler's part of that crew.
I'm going to rewatch that whole season.
Well, either way, so it didn't work out super well for them. So the problem with getting two first-round picks is the Bears don't have a first-round pick this year because they're still paying off the Khalil Mack deal. So instead, the proposed package for Dak Prescott, the Chicago Bears will trade their two second-round picks this year, number 43 and number 50, as well as their first-round pick in 2021 for Dak Prescott. All right? So that means the Dallas Cowboys would have four of the top 51 picks in this year's NFL draft, and they would also have two first-round picks in the 2021 draft.
Kevin, give it to me one more time.
All right. The Chicago Bears are sending you their two second-round picks this year, number 43 and number 50, as well as their first-round pick in 2021 for Dak Prescott. So you get two twos and next year's one for Dak Prescott. Now, the obvious downfall of this entire plan is, well, then you do not have currently a starting quarterback, and I understand that. The ammunition to figure that out or the ammunition to start rebuilding the next phase of your team would be you have four of the top 51 picks in this year's draft, including picks 43, 50, and 51. You would have at least two picks as of now in the 2021 first round of the draft, and you wouldn't have to pay Dak Prescott. The 817, yes. From the 916, that's a good trade. From the 229, make that trade right away.
Kevin, I'm having a hard time with this one.
Oh, it's pushing back from the 469. I doubt it. From the 214, hell no. And from the 469, so they're done with Mitch Trubisky. So this writer in particular up in Chicago is, and the word going around is that Chicago, at least in the short term, might kind of be done with Mitch Trubisky because they've been kicking the tires, like asking around about Brady, Rivers, Cam. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're done with Trubisky forever, but I think Dak would signal that they're done with him forever.
Hi, and this is the argument, Kevin. Anyone that thinks Dak is worth $34 million is out of their mind. Trade him this year. He's going to suck this year, and then draft high next year and pick Sunshine from Clemson.
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, if you can guarantee the number one pick.
Which I cannot.
Then, of course, I say go get Trevor Lawrence. And if you think they're out of their mind, it's not. Listen to Michael Irvin when he says CAA wants to prove that they can get the money. And Jerry's willing to spend the money. Jerry's just playing the waiting game with it. That's what's happening here. I love the idea of getting picks, Kevin. I really do. Especially getting an extra first-round pick. Man, yep. Because there's nothing like having an extra first-round pick because you can do so much with it. You can trade up. You can use it in so many different ways.
And just for people that are asking, they're like, why can't I have this year's first round pick if you missed the very beginning? They're still paying off the Khalil Mack deal. So that's why it's not this year's. For people who are like, I want this year's. They don't have a first round pick.
I feel like Dak has gotten a little better at something every year, but I don't know, Kevin, if I feel like he is the franchise quarterback. Because I don't know if he can go out there and will the team to wins on his own. He didn't this year. He tried, but the team wasn't there. They fell apart. They gave up on their coach or whatever. They were just bad. And he needs a really good defense to make a run.
Sure.
And I got to a point in Romo's career where I was like, okay, I'm kind of done with that. I'm not quite there yet with Dak. But I don't want to find out in 5 years that I am there with Dak and that I was like, crap, I should have cut bait a long time ago.
Yeah.
I love a lot of qualities about him, but arm talent has got to be one of the key factors to everything. So I would be willing to make this trade. I got to figure out who my quarterback's going
to
be.
Now, I want to point this out. The way you came to that conclusion, like, you clearly really thought about it. It was well-reasoned. From the 469, y'all are crazy acting like starting quarterbacks grow on trees, but I don't think, like, that wasn't my takeaway from what you said at all. You didn't go, yes, sell, sell, sell. Let's make that trade. You, like, clearly walked it through.
Because I want that.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. I want him to be elite.
And
but he's not.
Exactly.
And it's hard to come to that conclusion, especially if you think, an elite quarterback is what you need to win a Super Bowl.
And that's what I think you need to win the Super Bowl here. You need a cheap quarterback or an elite quarterback. That has been my thought all along. All right? And so, unfortunately, while I think Dak is very good, he is not elite, which I think is something that most people could agree on. And after this year, he's no longer cheap. I was fine rolling with Dak because I was like, he's good enough to win a Super Bowl, especially since he didn't cost anything for the last 4 years. That's why I'm going to make this deal. It's not because I don't think that Dak is a good quarterback. It's not because I don't think that Dak has earned his contract, because he absolutely has. And if you put him out on the open market, he would get the newest, biggest contract in the history of the NFL instantaneously. My issue is, when all things are equal, and I've said this time and again, I do not believe that the Cowboys could win. So I think they need an elite quarterback or a cheap quarterback. And Dak is no longer either. He's not one of those things anymore, and he's never been the other thing. That's why I would make that deal. You're telling me I have four of the top 51 picks in this year's draft and two first in next year's draft to make some moves. Think about what that could facilitate. You could facilitate swapping next year's first from the Bears and one of those twos for Jamal Adams. Now, all of a sudden, you've traded Dak Prescott for a second-round pick and Jamal Adams, if that was the direction that you felt like you wanted to go. Or you could just redraft and start the next phase of the Cowboys and think about picking up your quarterback later because you're going to pick up a short-term like Brady or, you know, Carr or Cam or whoever in the short-term before you get your next real. I think it opens up a lot of possibilities.
From the 817, there are like 2 to 3 elite quarterbacks. And from the 972, Corey, how many teams have elite quarterbacks? And I think the point is, yeah, if there are 2 or 3 elite quarterbacks, those are the teams that are consistently in the conversation realistically for a Super Bowl. That's what I'm trying to get to. Like, it's great that we built a team that can sometimes get into the playoffs. And I know we're baiting a lot. We're putting a lot on Mike McCarthy being the one that consistently gets them into the playoffs. But once you get to that point of you're consistently there, now you need something that's going to take you over to the top to get to the championship games. And so, yes, you need an elite quarterback for that. And you think just settling for a good quarterback is going to be the key? I don't think so. I think that's the difference between the Super Bowl teams that are constantly in contention for it are constantly there because their quarterbacks can win games for them. Their war is enough to give a team 2-3 extra wins. And that win that makes the difference. So that's why I think you can't stop searching for an elite quarterback. That's just the way I feel about the search for it. You keep searching for an elite quarterback.
Dude, and I would take a look at this, and some people might find this questionable straight away, but historically, Tom Brady has usually been an elite quarterback. Just looking down this list, this is kind of fascinating. Here are the playoff teams. Patriots, they have an elite or cheap quarterback. Bills, elite or cheap quarterback. Ravens, elite or cheap quarterback. Titans, elite or cheap quarterback. Texans, it depends on what you think about Deshaun Watson. So they're kind of an outlier, but he also doesn't make all the money just yet. So elite or cheap quarterback. Kansas City, elite or cheap quarterback. Packers, elite or cheap quarterback. The Vikings are an outlier for sure. The Saints, elite or cheap quarterback. The 49ers are an outlier, and the Seattle Seahawks, elite or cheap quarterback. And then the Eagles are an outlier as well. So basically, 9 of your 12 playoff teams, you could make a really strong argument, have an elite or cheap quarterback. So that's 75% of your playoff teams have elite or cheap quarterbacks. And if the Cowboys would have made it instead of the Eagles, that would have been 10. Of your 12 teams. And so that's why I think I'm making this deal. It's and I was thinking about how many elite quarterbacks there are. I don't know, maybe 5, depending on what you think. I would throw Lamar Jackson in there, Pat Mahomes, maybe still Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Russell Wilson. Like, that might be my list of the 5 elite quarterbacks. And I just don't think that Dak is in those spots. And if you see the elite quarterback spots, Seattle, they made the playoffs. New Orleans, they made the playoffs. The Packers, they made the playoffs. The Chiefs, they made the playoffs. And the Ravens, they made the playoffs. So, like, elite or cheap quarterback is obviously the way to go. And if Dak's not going to be either one of those things, then I'm probably moving off of him. But I'm sure some people think he'll into that.
You know what, Shippy? Kevin's just over here being a negative Nancy again.
I know.
And hating all over Dak.
What?
And I'm changing my mind.
I thought that was...
I'm changing my mind, Kevin, because...
You're not going to trade him like me now, huh?
I'm keeping Dak forever.
Hell yeah.
You know what? Sign him to a 25-year contract and let's run this thing out
there.
That's too long. That's a long time.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Why not? What if he plays that long? You know, we have advances in technology, guys. So what I'm saying right now...
He never gets hurt.
Is sign him... Keep him and let him become elite. Will you wait until he becomes elite, Kevin?
And if he doesn't, what does your franchise do?
Did you not see what we did with Jason Garrett? You just put him out in the pasture and let him go to the Giants.
After 10 years? You willing to waste the next...
10 years?
You willing to waste the next 6 years?
It's going to be about 5.
Okay. You willing to waste the next 5 years?
Yes, Kevin, because Dak... can be elite. He definitely can be elite at some point. I think you're just a hater, and that's something that has been proven time and time again.
Somebody's mad. I already made Lamar Jackson an elite quarterback. He was the second unanimous MVP in the history of the
NFL.
He
was also cheap. So, like that.
Yeah.
That, like,
so yeah,
he could be cheap or
pick
elite.
Pick your poison. But just for the record, I said elite.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.